In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about some of the latest drone news and keeping you up to date what's going on with the drone world. We answer a user-submitted question, and we get into a very new, interesting, and unique way that drones are being used. Let's get into it. Welcome back to the Pilots of the Caribbean podcast. And in this weekly podcast, I'll be bringing you everything related to drones and how they're being used in the Caribbean fun, research, and commercial purposes. I'm your host, Alan Gabriel, and I'll be bringing you everything from the latest drone news and rumors to their most innovative applications. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever else you get your podcast, and there's a video version that'll be available for you on YouTube. You can also visit the website at pilotsofthecaribbeanpod.com for more information. So, before we get into this week's episode, I just need to apologize to the podcast audience because I have been MIA for 2 weeks. So, I had this plan that, you know, I was going to record a couple of podcast episodes in advance because I had to leave the country for a little bit to do some training. And the day I was supposed to set up and start recording the first episode, you know, life did what life does. And I got food poisoning. That was fun. So I was out. I had planned to do all of this work and set things up beforehand. And then I got really sick for weeks. And that threw everything basically out of whack. So I finally got over, well, recovered well enough from what I had been coming down with. And then I had to leave the country a little bit to recertify in to do a recertification of a methane testing certification. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to get any footage of that because what was being done was some confidential and proprietary information. But I can talk about some of what we went to, and I will do that in a later episode. So my humblest apologies to the listeners I have received, the listeners and viewers. I have received, you know, a few requests. Hey, what's going on, boy? We ain't seen an episode this week. Everything all right? And just, so I just had to let you guys know that I'm fine now. I'm back, and hopefully there'll be minimal disruptions, if any. You know, can never predict these things, but I'll try to keep them as small as possible. Right. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, and you all have forgiven me, I hope, let's get into the news of the week. Our first news of the week comes from Barbados, and Barbados is working on expanding their current early disaster detection warning. And it's under a project called the Early Warning for All Initiative, EW4LL Initiative. And they're doing this in collaboration with the United Nations Disaster Risk Reduction Office, the UNDRR, that is a mouthful. And what Barbados is looking to do is to enhance their ability to detect weather systems that will cause damage to persons and property on the island of Barbados. And there are some other Caribbean islands that are taking part in this initiative as well. And they are looking into using water-based or sea-based drones as well as aerial drones to aid in the detection of these of weather systems that may cause potential damage to Barbados. Now, they haven't exactly said how these drones or what kind of drones they're going to be using and how these drones are going to be used. But it's very interesting that this is one of the uses that people have come up with for drones in the region. And it'll be good to get some more information on this going forward. So I'm going to look into this a little more. There isn't a lot that is provided in the article that was put out. But hopefully that some more information comes out as the project goes along. And I can bring you some more information on it. As usual, there'll be links to the article in the description for the show. Next up, we head to Jamaica for the College of Agriculture, Science and Education, CASE. And the president of CASE has put out that the college is going to be offering drone services for persons that can benefit from them. They're basically looking at persons who can benefit from drone solutions, but don't necessarily have the capital to purchase the drone solutions for themselves. you can come to university and they will provide the service to you. So they're looking at things from surveying to agricultural spraying as some of the services that they have listed in their offerings. And it actually is an initiative that the college put out to bring in an additional source of revenue to not have to depend solely on the students that are enrolled at the college. And it's an interesting initiative that we hope goes well for them, and the persons of Jamaica that take advantage of it, you know, get all the benefit out of it that they can. So another interesting use of drones to see happening in the region, and they'll keep bringing you more of it as they become available. So on to our main segment of the week. And this week, we're going to be answering a question that was submitted by one of the listeners. And that question is around, oh, sorry, I'm going to let me read the question for you directly. So I'm going on a drone cruise, I'm going on a cruise with my family and wanted to know if I can take my drone with me to get some shots. Would this be possible? So today we're going to be answering that question based on some of the responses that have been put out by the cruise lines to similar requests or inquiries. And that is what we're going to cover in this week's episode. So we're going to start with the simplest policy, and then we're going to get into the most detailed one that was put out by a cruise line. This is not, before I get into it, this is not a comprehensive list. It's basically what I was able to find doing some research. But before you or anybody that you know goes on a cruise, and you're thinking about carrying your drone, you should check with your specific cruise line, because this information may be updated based on when you listen to this episode. So you want to make sure you get the latest, most updated information from the cruise line themselves. Right? So that's, we just put it out there before we begin. So we're going to start with a response from the Norwegian cruise line on their drone policy. And their drone policy simply states, passengers are not allowed to bring drones onto any Norwegian cruise line ship. End of episode. Let's go home. So, Norwegian Cruise Line makes it pretty simple. They do not allow drones on their ships. Full stop. End of story. Don't bring them. There may be consequences if you are caught with them. Pretty straightforward. Now we're moving on to the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line drone policy. And I'm going to be paraphrasing from the policy. But it basically states that Royal Caribbean does allow guests to keep the drones with them during the cruise, but are not allowed while on board the cruise ships. So the drones must be stored away safely in the stateroom. So you can carry a drone with you, you can carry a drone on the ship, can't use it while you're on the ship. Guests will be able to use their drones outside the port area during a port of call, but at their own risk. The cruise line will not take responsibility for anything that happens at a cruise destination and is advised to check the local rules when it comes to using drones. Guests also can't use drones at Royal Caribbean's private destinations, including Cocoa Bay, Bahamas. If a guest can't resist and decides to use their drones while on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship, it will be confiscated until the end of the voyage, and there's even a possibility of a passenger being disembarked from the ship at their own expense. So, you can carry the drone with you, keep it in your room. You can't use it while on the ship. You can only use it when the ship is docked at a port. And they don't explicitly state it, but you should also check if you even can use it at that port with the local company. Because the cruise ship tells you that you could use it when you're not on the ship, the particular country that you're going to may not allow you to use the drone at all, even though you're not on the ship. And if you decide to use it while on the ship, Royal Caribbean can and probably will take your drone from you. And if you are allowed to stay on the ship, you probably will not be allowed to get back your drone until after the cruise is over. And depending on how bad the infraction was, they may kick you off the ship altogether and you have to find your own way home. So, make sure to stick to the rules for any cruise ship that you're on. But, you know, listen to this podcast, you at least have the baseline of what Royal Caribbean Cruise Line's drone policy is. Now we're moving on to Carnival Cruise Line and their drone policy. And paraphrasing from that policy, it states that while drones aren't explicitly prohibited at all times, the technology is listed under items for port use only. But it is on the prohibited items list. So it's on the prohibited items list, but you can only use it on the port of on when you're docked at a port. So you can carry, again, you can carry the drone with you on the ship, but you can only use it when you get to a port. And it goes on to say that the reason for this is to avoid the drone perhaps crashing into a guest or damaging the ship in some way. They have restricted people from flying drones over the ship. So the prohibited items policy does note that drones are permitted, but details how they must be kept on board. So drones are allowed and must be kept in the custody of the chief security officer and must be checked in and out by the owner for port use only. All right, so this one is different from Royal Caribbean. So you can carry the ship, but it has to be held by a security officer, and they will only allow you to get it back when it gets to a port or when the cruise is over and you're coming off the ship. The policy goes on to say that the guest is then responsible to ensure that they're in compliance with the local laws about the use of the drone. And you will be given the drone back at the port for your use, but please check the websites and rules of the places that you're cruising to make sure that you are allowed to operate your drone. And so one of the reasons for this is because a lot of ports that cruise ships dock at are government facilities, and they don't only service cruise ships, but they also service some military vessels. They have, some government things that they don't necessarily want people putting drones up and taking pictures of and looking at for security reasons. Also, lots of tourist destinations while you're on port don't allow drones flying for the privacy and security of their guests, as well as to protect some of the wildlife that might be present in certain tourist areas. So now you're looking at not just security and privacy of persons, but you're looking at natural conservation as well, and not disturbing possibly sensitive wildlife or any wildlife. They don't want that disturbed, so they restrict or limit the use of drones in a lot of tourist areas. Carnival Cruise Line also goes on to state that it is unlikely to assist any passenger who may find themselves in a difficult situation with local authorities because they violated a drone use policy. So you take your drone out from the cruise ship, which you're allowed to do from the ship, but you didn't go and check the rules of where you're going to fly and you get yourself in trouble. Carnival is not coming to assist you if anything happens. You're on your own out there. Lastly, they go on to answer the question in their policy, what would happen if a drone were to go overboard? And this is something that I think a lot of people who intend to go on cruise ships and carry their drones should pay attention to, because it may not only apply to Carnival. Other cruise lines may have it in their terms of use of as well, or terms of service as well. And it says, to answer that question, it should also be noted that should a drone malfunction or be misdirected and accidentally crash into the sea, international maritime laws about debris and refuse could apply. Such an incident would also be in violation of Carnival Cruise Line's ticket contract, which all guests must abide by while on the Carnival cruise. And that part of the contract reads, any willful or neglectful act of discharging or releasing any unauthorized item overboard without the express permission of the ship's staff may result in a $500 charge per violation posted to the guest's sale and sign account. Guests might also be liable for any additional fees or fines if a drone went overboard. It continues, guests shall also be responsible for any fines or penalties imposed on Carnival by any government, governmental agency, or official, port official for the expenses or losses incurred or caused for a guest violation of this policy. Wow. The contract, additional consequences for violating the cruise line's environmental policy, which covers items gone overboard, could also include guests being disembarked at the next port of call and left on their own to return home. So, he went and fly the drone around the cruise ship and he wasn't supposed to. And something happened, some accident, because they do happen and these are electronics. They do fail randomly. And the drone ended up in the water. You could get fined $500 per instance. And you can also be subject to maritime laws around, you know, littering in the sea, which can also result in, that can also result in you being put off of the ship. Well, before that, which can also result in you having to, pay fines that may be imposed by Carnival from whatever area that is in control of whatever waters that they may happen to be in at the point in time. So those fines would then be passed on to you. Carnival will also, can also put you off of the ship and leave you to find your own way home at your own cost. And also further on, it says that you may also be banned from all future Carnival cruise line cruises. So, things to consider when you are thinking about going on a cruise and wanting to work with your drone with you to document it. Can you carry your cruise, your drone on that cruise ship? That's the first thing. Also, the ports that you're going to be docked at, what are their drone laws and where can you fly your drone once you're docked at those ports? And lastly, what happens if you have an accident with your drone? What's going to happen to you? What's going to happen to your drone? And are you, is it going to, how much can it possibly cost you or impact you? So just things to know. I hope that answered that user's question for this week. And I hope that anybody else who's considering taking a cruise, because we are in the height of cruise ship season in the Caribbean, which runs from late December to, I think, mid-April. So we're still in the height of cruise ship season here regionally. So things to consider for persons who are looking to carry their drones upon aboard cruise ships. Yeah. Lastly, in our final segment for this week, as usual, we'll cover our drone video of the week. And this video was submitted by another listener. Thank you very much for the video, Stanley. And this video covers a very new, first time I'm seeing this usage. I don't know if anybody else has seen it. A very new use case for drones. And it is drones being used for 3D printing. And they call it aerial additive manufacturing. So I'm going to put a link in the description for the full video. And we'll overlay a clip of it for you right now. And this clip basically shows drones similar to, if you've seen a 3D printer work, there's a little nozzle at the bottom that the, what they call the filament, comes out of to create the shapes. So what this is the drone itself has the nozzle at the bottom of it. They're specially made drones for the purpose. And the drone is, you can see the drone go through the process and the structure being created at the bottom of the drone. They also have a screenshot of multiple drones being used to create a larger structure. So they are at their proof of concept phase now, and it'll be interesting to see how far this technology goes. Because we have seen houses being 3D printed, and they have giant machines that will do that for you. So it'll be interesting to see how drones being used in 3D printing will develop and what the uses will be for it going forward. But it's a pretty cool video for you guys to check out to get some information on this new use case. So again, thank you very much to Stanley for sending me this video for our video of the week submission. And that's our show for this week, guys. Feel free to reach out to me if you guys have any questions that you would like answered on the podcast. If you would like to submit your own video for the week that you would like viewership to be aware of. And as usual, you could find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. And you can also find the video version on YouTube. You can also get additional information on the podcast from our website at www.pilotsofthecaribbeanpod.com. You can also follow us on all social media to stay up to date with the latest news and information. And that's it for this week. Thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you soon.